Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
There are just times when you need a great speech. These times are rare, but they exist. In most cases, the last thing you need is more words. You usually need someone to get up and do something, build something, pay for something. But sometimes words are all you have. Sometimes nobody knows what to do, what to build, or who to pay. You kind of look at the other people in the room and shrug. And before you do anything else, you need to pause and wrap your head around the moment. You need to get on the same page, to take a breath of what it means to move forward. We've all been in places where this was true. Maybe it was a eulogy at a funeral, maybe it was a toast, or a halftime speech during a football game. But when you need a great speech, you really need a great speech. You need someone to get up and ring the bell, like JFK did when the Soviet Union beat the United States to space in the 1960s. With his "We Choose to Go to the Moon" speech.
We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best.
Or like President Reagan did following the Challenger explosion, in which 7 American astronauts died on national television in a broadcast shown live in public schools throughout the country.
And I want to say something to the school children of America who were watching the live coverage of the shuttle's takeoff. I know it's hard to understand, but sometimes painful things like this happen. It's all part of the process of exploration and discovery. It's all part of taking a chance and expanding man's horizons. The future doesn't belong to the faint-hearted. It belongs to the brave. The Challenger crew was pulling us into the future, and we'll continue to follow them. We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them, this morning, as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye and slipped the surly bonds of Earth to touch the face of God. Thank you.
This episode is about a time like this, when America needed a speech, and the President of the United States stood with his hat in his hand, looked at the eager crowd, and laid an absolute egg. He struck out, dropped the ball, or, in the vernacular of professional speakers, crapped the bed, and arguably, the stakes have never been higher. One of the bloodiest battles in American history had just finished, and tens of thousands of graves were scattered across 10 square miles of formerly pristine countryside. These graves, often rushed and shallow, were beginning to open up under heavy rain, and birds and dogs were feeding on the bodies. Flies were everywhere, and the lingering excrement and discarded gear of hundreds of thousands of soldiers did little to improve the ambience. As far as the war itself was going, the country was literally coming apart, and in this battlefield, it certainly looked and felt like it. So with the eyes of a desperate nation squarely on him, the president took the podium and delivered the worst speech in American history. The reviews were scorching, the very hottest of hot takes. According to the Chicago Times,
"The cheek of every American must tingle with shame as he reads the silly, flat, dishwatery utterances of a man who has to be pointed out to intelligent foreigners as the President of the United States."
The local paper said simply,
"We pass over the silly remarks of the president. For the credit of the nation, we're willing that the veil of oblivion shall be dropped over them and that they shall no more be repeated or thought of."
Even the president's hometown newspaper, the Illinois State Register, demolished him for his incompetence.
"Nothing could have been more inappropriate than to have invited this prince of jokers. No wonder then that here, where thousands had congregated to witness the solemn and impressive consecration, he should appear before a crowd with no other object than to create laughter."
The speech, of course, is the Gettysburg Address, and as you know today, it is considered one of the greatest speeches in the history of our nation. There is a lesson in this for our own era of scorching hot takes and hypocritical commentary. Outrage is easy, too easy. Extremes are easy. Overreacting to things and judging them harshly has become an American way of life. Reviews like this remind us to be aware of the sneering arrogance of professional critics and to be aware of the fickle, temporary attitudes of any given moment. They remind us to gravitate instead to people of character and substance who take a long view of history and are unwilling to trade those things for popular applause. They remind me to take a look for people who are measured and circumspect, who don't rush to judgment, and who are not slaves to the moment or any party or party line. Another lesson for us today: sometimes less is more. Sometimes it's okay to be moderate in our speech, to be thoughtful and sober and balanced. It doesn't make you boring. It doesn't make you scared. Life is complex and continually exceeds the limits of human speech.
But it can never forget what they did here. It is for us the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.